Islamic human rights.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to another weekly episode of this series. Today we speak of the viewpoints of Islamic and Western human rights towards abortion. Stay with us, please. As a reminder, previously we spoke of the right of existence and prohibition of the denial of the right of existence in the form of suicide or murder. Based on wisdom and the teachings of divine religions, murder of human beings is an ugly deed. However, today, at times under the banner of slogans such as freedom, humans commit murder. Naturally, the murder of children is a painful incident. No one can bear to witness the lifeless body of killed children. Nonetheless, even today, many parents deny their children the right of their existence prior to birth. In Ayah 151 of Surah Al-An'am of the Holy Quran, God speaks of prohibition of murder. The Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, is instructed by God Almighty to convey this message to people. The ayah reads, "Say, come, I will recount what your Lord has forbidden you from, that you shall not kill your children due to penury. This is what he has enjoined upon you so that you may apply reason." Murder of children is a very ugly and devilish deed which was common for long among communities of the Age of Ignorance. Some tribes killed their children as of the Age of Ignorance. They maintained a number of motivations for carrying out this ugly deed. At times they killed their daughters because they thought that if a war would break out and their daughters would be held captive, their reputation would be stained. God in Ayah 58 of Surah An-Nahl of the Holy Quran notes that in the Age of Ignorance, whenever Arabs were informed of having a daughter, they were enraged and went into hiding the daughter under the pressure of public opinion due to this so-called bad news, while pondering whether to keep their daughters at the expense of their humiliation or to bury their daughters alive. Shamefully, the majority of them buried their daughters alive in the Age of Ignorance. Moreover, at times, they murdered their children due to fear of poverty and emergence of famine. Other times, they sacrificed their children before the idols they worshipped. In Ayah 140 of Surah Al-An'am of the Holy Quran, God says, "They are certain losers who slay their children foolishly without knowledge and forbid what Allah has provided them." A monotheist and faithful individual strongly believes in prohibition of murder of children. God in Ayah 12 of Surah Al-Mumtahina of the Holy Quran says, "O Prophet, if faithful women come to you to take the oath of allegiance to you, pledging not to kill their children, then accept their allegiance. The divine religion of Islam strongly condemns the act of disbelievers in murder of children due to poverty or shamefulness. Additionally, abortion is forbidden in Islam with a few exceptions. The Holy Quran refers to abortion as a major sin. God in Ayah 31 of Surah Isra of the Holy Quran states, "Do not kill your children for the fear of penury. We shall provide for them and for you. Killing them is indeed a great iniquity." Unfortunately, millions of abortions take place around the world every year. These abortions take because the people of our era want to enjoy the so-called sexual freedom. For a number of years, abortion has turned into one of the problem of modern communities and has been disputed as a response to unwanted pregnancies. The annual death of hundreds of thousands of pregnant women in the world due to abortions carried out in unhygienic conditions has turned this problem into a social issue of concern and has endangered the health of many women. Feminists claim that every woman as a human being should control her body and should be able to opt for abortion. Based on this baseless viewpoint, fetus in the mother's womb is considered to be part of mother's body and the related mother therefore maintains the right to abortion. However, the fact of the matter is that the fetus is not part of the mother's body and is in fact a human being which maintains dignity. In the view of Islam, man's existence starts with the existence of fetus in mother's womb. Hence, abortion, with the exception of a few rare cases, is considered a crime and the one who commits abortion shall be punished. Meanwhile, based on the view of some of Islamic theologians, under a few special circumstances, there are exceptions to prohibition of abortion in the sacred religion of Islam. For instance, if the existence of fetus would endanger the existence of mother, abortion is allowed under a number of conditions. Moreover, if the continuation of pregnancy would endanger the life of mother, abortion would be allowed under a number of conditions and circumstances. Dear listeners, today and in previous weeks, we talked about the emphasis of divine religion of Islam on prohibition of denial of existence via suicide or murder. Now, the question which might be asked is why the death penalty has been considered in Islam for those who commit a certain number of crimes. We will discuss this topic next week.